It's Sunday night. I'm coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, December 7th, 2025. Strap yourselves in. It's one hell of a live transmission. And share those live feeds.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Alex Jones, and I have massively prepared for tonight's transmission. I'm going to be as judicious as I can to get to all this. From my military sources, and Trump could change his mind, but they've been told, prepare for imminent strikes, the next 48 hours on Venezuela. So we'll be looking at that, and they're moving the carriers and everything in really close. We're going to be hitting that, obviously. Big developments across the board with Trump at the Supreme Court and the federal courts winning on dozens of fronts in the last few days. Here's one. Supreme Court allows Texas redistricting reps Al Green and Jasmine Crockett lose their House seats. That's sweet. So, there's so much. Then you've got Elon Musk going to full war with the EU. And it's not just because they fined him 140 plus million euros for allowing free speech in America. They think they control our speech, literally. I have them openly saying it. It's because they're an unelected dictatorship, the EU Commission. And so he's saying that the EU should be dismantled. And I've been saying that for decades, but now it's front and center. You got Trump talking about it. You got all these senators. We're really calling out the elephant in the room. We're going to be looking at that. Trump files for divorce from NATO of Ukraine. That ties into a whole bunch of other geopolitical developments that are moving very, very, very fast. Then we've got the issue of the Somalis. I worked for the GCN Radio Network for 26, 7 years, and that's who syndicated my show. They've since closed from all the Democrat lawsuits. They couldn't survive. And so they were headquartered in Minneapolis. And so even before, back when it was 10,000 Somalis, 20,000, 50,000, 80,000, I've been up there 15, 20 times. And they are rude and they are in your face, whether you're black or white. And now there's all these videos of blacks in Minneapolis saying, listen, these people are crooks and jerks. By the way, you know the main Somali tribe that rules it doesn't see themselves as black because they're slavers, folks. Just a side issue, but now the investigators have come back. They've got convictions on $2 billion in stolen stuff through three scams. Now it's up to $8 billion they've discovered just since they really started focusing on it last week with the Doge-type investigators. So we've got a first look at that. This is going to bring down Ilhan Omar and all these people, and it really illustrates how the Democrat Party, the NGOs, but also the left in Europe, brings in these criminal groups, these known organized crime-type groups, and then sets up shop with them. But you better know it's up the chain, Democrats like Tim Walz and those above him that are really getting the money. So the Somali ruling tribe they brought in, that's just this one tribe, they discriminate against all the other ones. They're brought in because they'll play ball with the Democrats. It's like in India. 71% of all of the, quote, skilled H-1B visas in the U.S. are from India for the last 30 years. And the vast majority of those, what is it, over 90%, come from one province that is a special tribe and a mafia. And it's all run by a mafia system. Like, you think of mafia only being the Italians or, the Sicilians. And, yeah, that's what that is. This makes them look tame in comparison. And then the Democrats and other globals from the world set up special deals with these mafias. That's how this works. So we're going to be getting to all that. There's so many huge developments there. Just massive transmission. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Take the live feed on X at Relox Jones and share it. Take the live feed from Infowars.com/show. Share it. The feed from Rumble, the live feed, and share it. You have all the power. I salute you. Please take action now. Paul Revere. But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at theolivesandshore.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the Bovine Colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Rising from the graves, string band playing more. That honky tonk's pretty young thing going dancing in the rain. High heel lady spitting at the Nicky Jacks, businessman with a needle and a spoon. Coyote chewing on a cigarette pack of young boys going howling at the moon.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Sunday, December 7th, 2025. That means it's the anniversary of December 7th, 1941. A day that will live in infamy, the attack on Pearl Harbor by the Imperial Empire of Japan. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And Admiral Yamamoto, after the attack happened, wrote back to the emperor and to his wife, two separate letters, "I fear we have awoken the sleeping giant." Well, the globalists have awoken the terrible giant of the West. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday transmission. All right. Elon Musk has gone totally to war with the EU and the globalists. And he did this really starting about 4 years ago. And he has been the game changer, the MVP in all of this. And he has spent billions of dollars in Europe, in Latin America, in the U.S., in Canada, everywhere, the U.K., battling ultra-hardcore tyranny. Did you know in Ireland, if you are a school teacher and you refuse to use someone's pronouns, they will put you in prison for life? That just happened. Did you know everything happening in Europe and Ireland and Scotland and England is all run by the same globalist NGOs, and they want to do it all here? So don't just think that President, you know, Trump is able to stop this all himself. This is a big deal that we are facing. So, yeah, they spin it as indefinitely, but what they're saying is, rest his life. If you talk about how they have the same problem in Ireland, Somalis raping women, 10 years in prison. By the way, I have 6 or 7 clips of Somalis raping people in Tennessee, Maine, Minnesota, you name it, just today. And being let out after previous rapes. And the judges say it's just their culture. By the way, they say the same thing in Germany and Sweden and the UK. You criticize a Somali or a Pakistani raping somebody, you go to prison. They'll have a BBC documentary with the former president, we tried to reform Pakistan, Khan, admitting that upwards of 80% of boys and girls are raped in Pakistan, and then it must stop. But he can say it because he's Pakistani. We can't say it. And by the way, it's from key districts in Pakistan that this goes on. And who do you think the groups are colonizing us? The key districts in India, the key districts in Pakistan, the key districts from Somalia. We don't just have Somalians here. We have the ruling clan that's been in control off and on for hundreds of years, thousands overall, and believe they're royalty. Go read their sites. That's why they all look the same. You actually go look at the different types of Somalis. There's documentaries about it. They look like Africans. They don't look like mutants with crazy eyes. That's because they're inbred, folks. What you think of as a Somali is the ruling clan of pirates and slavers. Ilhan Omar's father was the king of it, the ruler. The Margitan clan. But side issue, I'm going to get to that later. I could literally fill the entire next 3 hours up just with Somalis raping people. And when you see the extreme arrogance of these people, this isn't even Somalis, folks. I have all these Somali professors. I have all these Somali research authors. I have all these clips I just came across. I already knew all this, but now it's getting out there. And these, by the way, these people don't look inbred. These are like handsome black people. And they're from Somalia, but they're actually black people. They're not like just mixed with Arabs or whatever. And they're not inbred because they're not, quote, royal. So they don't have all the weird deformities of inbreeding. And they explain that they're seen as subhuman. That's why when black people go to Minnesota, and I've got all these clips as well, or move there, they're like, what the hell's up with these Somalis? They literally come over and call black people the African equivalent of N-word, because then they say, we're not black. I mean, these people, and of course in Somalia, the ruling clan loves Hitler. So Dave Chappelle used to have the joke decades ago of, you know, the black KKK Grand Dragon or whatever, because he was blind or whatever. No, folks, it's so sick. So when you ask how they have such high levels of crime, you ask why they're so mean, why they're so arrogant. I'm going to play you clips that are incredible, new ones. Well, they're like, yeah, we're taking over. We're rulers. By the way, we founded America 3,000 years ago. This land was founded by Somalis. Because there's some lake that has an Indian name similar to a Somali word. It's because this is the ruling royalty, they believe, of that slave hub for 1,500 years under Islam. So, again, I'm already getting into it. The problem is I did so much research. Oh, my God, I could do 5 hours just on this. The clips I have are just insane. But it all ties into Elon as well. When you go to Europe, 80-plus percent of the rapes are Muslims. Upwards of 90% are on welfare. 90% plus coming in are all military-age men. And you know, just as you've seen top ministers in the Jordanian government and the Saudi government, they say, listen, you know you're getting our trash. They're trying to not export America. They're trying to get Europe to ship them back for decades, saying, do not let this give us a bad name. Literally, I've played you the clips of ministers and government. That's why none of the countries over there will take any of the Palestinians in. They act basically the same. What you call a Palestinian. They come in your country, even if you're a Muslim country, they try to overthrow it. It's like the cliche of, quote, gypsies. Well, hire some gypsies, some real gypsies, and see Romanov, see how that goes for you. They'll rob your ass in 2 seconds. That's the culture. And so you can say, oh, the Italian mafia, then all Italians get blamed for it. The worst is the Sicilians or whatever. Those people are like cupcakes compared to the certain Pakistani tribes, certain Indian tribes, certain Somali tribes. Yeah, countless top imams warning people. Because you understand, in India, they had the thuggy. By the way, that's the main district the thuggy came out of, that is the main district controlling what Indians can come in. And these corporations love them. I'm not saying all the Indians are like this, but this, any Indians listening know about this. 70% of the people coming in the U.S., period, globally, the H-1B visas are from one province, and it's its own mafia that doesn't work with any of the other Indians. That's why once they got control 30 years ago, and they greased Congress's skids, they don't let anybody in but their group. You're not letting Indians in general. You're letting one clan in. That's how the world works. You heard of Scotland, and they got the clans? And the British could never capture him or defeat him because they wouldn't give up. And they all fought with each other until the British came around. So it's a mafia, folks. But everybody's been programmed. The only racial mafia is Italians. The truth is every group forms into these in civilization and society. And then you've got some of the worst clans in the world. And if you got to say who's the most out of control, I mean, the Somalis, I have all these clips of them bragging about, yeah, we're crooks, we're criminals. Yeah, big deal, you deserve it. I'm a king. And that's why they have that famous song I sang that got hundreds of millions of views, top of Spotify, they took it down. We love our Somalis, we love our Muslims too. Oh, they're so good, oh, they're so sweet. And the Somalis loved it and played it. And before I kicked off Twitter when it first came out, you still go, they said, we agree. We are going to stab and kill your ass. We are the rulers. Because they're brought up that they are the royalty and everybody else is subhuman. So it's a mafia. And they get involved with the government. There's all these other Somali clans complaining, and I'm not just believing them. I know about the clans. I've studied them, who are actually nice people, who are like the outskirts Africans that were actually there before that have been enslaved. And they're not all inbred, and they're like nice. And they're like, listen, you don't understand. They don't think they're black. They're not even African. They think they're Arabs, even though they really are black now. They're here to enslave us. And it's like in India, the caste system. 2,000 years ago, probably about 5,000 actually, but 2,000-3,000 years ago, white people came in with their culture, whatever it was, and boosted India. And India became advanced. And it became a caste system. And so it went from the different shades of white down, for whatever reason. But even though the Indians basically, you know, are just a mix of Asian and white now, Central Asia, it doesn't matter, it's still a caste system. And it's what family you come from and your elite bloodline. That's how the world's always worked. Look at the British over there. I'm not attacking these people. I'm just saying, America under Christianity and about the melting pot and meritocracy, how good you are at something, we don't say sorry. You know, we got to put more Hispanics or Asians or whites in the NFL because the NFL is 80% black. Meritocracy. You're better at it. NFL's black. Basketball, NBA's black. But other people that genetically are good at other things, now they get to have their spot too. And of course, you're going to have people in all groups who are good at everything, but you're going to have particular groups that have particular gifts that the Bible tells us about, like Kenya. They got all the top long distance runners in the world. By the way, the Kenyans historically are very nice, smart, friendly people. And the Africans will all tell you about the different tribes, different well-known things about people. This is just the way it is, folks. We all have our stereotypes for a reason. They're stereotypes because they're true. And the ruling class of Somalia are about as the most evil thing I've ever seen. And you can look at them and go, man, they look like zombies out of a horror movie. Them crazy eyes, them crazy teeth, the crazy ass look, and then everything they do. It's like, what's wrong with these people? Well, when you've been pirates for thousands of years and slavers, and your job is kidnapping, murder, and death, and you inbreed, you're going to be some evil mothers. And all over Africa, they'll tell you, they're funding terrorists all over Africa. People are like, oh, God, that clan that runs Somalia is the devil. And then our government goes over there and saves them when they get overthrown and brings their evil asses over here. You know what? I said I'd hit Elon Musk. Let's just do the Somalis now, because it all ties in. But, I mean, this Musk thing is huge. People say, well, I don't trust Elon Musk. He's rich, whatever. It isn't even about Elon Musk. The moves he's made have irrevocably devastated the globalists. So in the last few years, I was already cheerleading Musk before he even brought me back. Because the moves he was making. But you better believe I don't bite the hand that feeds me. If I agree with everything he's doing, basically. Thank God he put us back on, everybody else. But the point is, he's got all these governments, Brazil, the unelected EU, the UK, all coming after him. And people are like, okay, whatever. If they can shut him down, if they can cow him, if they can stop him being able to allow us to have free speech, we are directly affected. The EU is claiming it has jurisdiction over everything we do. And we now know, I already knew this, but at the time, Obama was funding them to run all these censorship attacks on us, even during their administration, and they're continuing to do it for the deep state right now, and that's coming out with Mike Benz and everybody else. Remember Crossfire Hurricane and the PP Gate and the Steele dossier, all British intelligence and funded out of NATO? And now NATO and the head of the EU have come out and said, really, America and Trump are our enemy. When they saw this new national security strategy that's so huge. I'll get to that next hour. This is big. And people say, oh, it's just words. No, Trump's already doing it. Trump's national security strategy opposes NATO expansion, warns massive immigration. It's one of the main threats. I mean, this is a big deal. It's all coming up. But let's just get into the Somalis now, okay? Let's just get into that now. I have over 60 clips on them, but I'm going to behave myself. Let's just get to some of them here. And again, coming up, I'm going to play you just a small sampling of new clips of Somalis saying Minnesota was discovered 3,000 years ago by us. We've been here 3,000 years. We were actually created in the Revolutionary War, Minneapolis, St. Paul. I'm serious. This is straight face. I'm not joking. And you're all scum, and we are going to capture you, and we are going to take you over. I love how the Somalis they've got in Black Hawk Down, though, look like they're from, like, West Africa. I mean, I can tell you where Africans are from. Just look at them. Those guys are like Nigerian. Those are not Somalis. Anyways, let's go back to this in a minute. You know the guy in Captain Phillips that says, I'm the captain now? That's not a Somali. That's the ruling slave master royalty clan. Now, they may be in shacks and driving pirate boats and shooting RPGs at people, but the point is they're the rulers. They're very proud of themselves. It's not even fair to call them Somalis. Ilhan Omar is a slave master. Hated. In her own country. So, let's go first. Let's just get the fraud out of the way. They've now discovered, just a few weeks in, $8 billion stolen in Minnesota with, of course, Tim Walz, all of them over it. So we don't just want to blame the Somalis, as Democrats above it, you know, using these groups they bring in to be their low-level organized crime operation. Play clip 64 and 65. One's Stephen Miller, the other's a local newscast about it. It's up to $8 billion they've discovered now, stolen from food for kids, medical stuff for homeless people, and a bunch of other crap. Here it is.
With all the scams, with pretending that children have autism who are not, in fact, autistic, with pretending to enroll people in food programs when, in fact, nobody was ever enrolled, and engaging in massive fraud, lying, and theft, and grift on a scale we've never seen before in American history. The total bill, the total tab for this is going to be far beyond the numbers we've already seen reported. We believe the state government is fully complicit in this scheme, and we believe that what we are going to uncover is going to shock the American people. Look, based on the records that we already have, and this is a significant undercount, by the way, 75% of the Somali population in Minnesota is on welfare. But that's likely a significant undercount of just how much of a financial burden the Somali refugee population is imposing
on
this country.
Fraud investigators are finding in Minnesota is growing by the day. Kelly Loeffler, who leads the Small Business Administration, says in the 2 days her agency has been investigating the state, they've uncovered at least $1 million in PPP fraud. Just 2 days in. Several of the whistleblowers in Minnesota have also told lawmakers they believe the total amount of fraud could total up to more than $8 billion. Governor Tim Walz, who is up for re-election, is under fire for all of this happening under his watch. But he says they have paused these programs. They've brought in outside auditors to get an idea of how far-reaching this fraud was. They're taking steps to keep it from happening again. And he's defending his management of the state while also taking shots at Republicans and the president.
And in spite of the headwinds we're up against, Minnesota ranks economically, economic growth, happiness, number of people insured, education levels, near the very top. So I'll tell you what, I have no interest in having this state look like Oklahoma or Mississippi. And if folks are going to commit crimes here, thinking because our generous spirit and our programs that we have is going to give them some kind of cover, they are sadly mistaken.
Yeah, Minnesota is also now home to the single largest pandemic fraud scheme in the country. And Republicans argue that Walz and other Democrats opened the door to this.
They engineered it. They brought it on purpose. They knew exactly what they were doing. They're laundering the money. Now, I got many of these clips, but let's just go out to break with a Somali in Minneapolis holding up a picture of Trump, talking about how they've conquered Minnesota, they're going to conquer America. Here it is.
My biggest fear in life is that this man may never witness our full takeover. Yes, he may never witness that. He already witnessed our partial takeover, our little success in America. And he is the reason, actually, I know that the community in America is thriving. He is how I know. It's like, he's how we measure our progress. If he doesn't tweet, somebody messed up. I know it. Somebody fucked up the plan. If he tweet, I know. I know. We're doing the right things. Yes. That's how I know. So, he's old and sick, I know. He may not witness our full takeover. But I promise you that his sons will witness. Just like him, we came to exist in this country. See? The land of free men. The land of opportunities. And we're here. Yes. And we're not leaving, actually. We're not going back. What do you mean go back? You should go back first. You see? If you come first, you go first. See? Just like you. Tell me how you own this land. Explain to the world how this land became your land. Tell the world.
So he says, look at me. I am the captain now. No, Europeans were not immigrants. They were settlers. Big difference. You don't think you know what that means. And once we find our instincts again, you pirates are going to be in deep trouble. Just like the Barbary pirates, buddy. You're in a lot of trouble. We'll be right back. But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at thealexjonesstore.com, and we have the 12 days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the ultramethylene blue, get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the bovine colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this, and then looking at how they're organically derived, and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, so I'm not drilling in on this Somali thing to be mean or because it's, you know, political red meat issue. Americans need to not be cowed by the left, the globalists and BlackRock and the UN saying the West is evil, George Washington's bad, get rid of your culture because they want you to accept globalism. It's good for people to look at other cultures and say, oh, there's some really cool things about some cultures out there and some amazing things in the world, and we can admire good parts of it or whatever. But the West has consistently been the best for freedom, liberty, innovation, you name it. We got plenty of problems. But this running everybody down and making us hate ourselves, and the Earth's going to die because of humans who don't have kids, all of this is meant to make you not have a life force, no matter what color you are. And then to bring in a special ruling clan that got overthrown in Somalia, got back in power later, into the United States in the 90s, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of them total nationwide. And then how does this group cause so many problems in Tennessee, in Washington State, in Minnesota, in Georgia, other places, in London? And it's because you brought in a mafia. And so Harrison Smith made the point last week, it went viral, millions of views, that there's
people go to Mall America, it's basically like Little Somalia now. And the stores, 90%, all of it. And they just leave the stores open. Nobody's in there and nobody's robbing anything. You said, wow, yeah, it's a high trust community with them. But then they organize to basically pirate and rob and run criminal systems as everybody else. And it makes the point, yeah, it's high trust in their community, but not for everybody else. But that's not even for Somalis. That's the ruling clan that Ilhan Omar's father was the ruler of and ruled the warlord dictatorship for decades. And so she recently had the former prime minister of Somalia reveal that Ilhan Omar is here in America to represent Somalia. And you've seen the pledge from all the Somali politicians in Nashville and, you know, in Seattle, in Minneapolis, St. Paul, saying, no, we are Somalis. We are here to send money to Somalia. Because that's what it is. They believe in their weird cosmology, they're supposed to rule the earth. And they founded America, and they founded Minneapolis, St. Paul. You know, they got here in the 90s. I got clips of them saying that. And I got a whole bunch of the clips that are brand new saying, we're going to rule you, we're going to enslave you, you belong to us, you are scum, you are weak. And I started learning this decades ago, and I'd say, man, the Somalis really are like an organized crime syndicate. And the whole background of this particular tribe, this clan, they were so proud, commenting to me, going, we're glad you know we're superior. We will rule you, scum. And their people in this clan follow their orders 100%. They go steal all this money, and they send almost all of it back to the terror groups and all the rest of it. So these people are arrogant, ladies and gentlemen, because they have been in charge off and on for thousands of years, enslaving Africans, pirating, robbing, all of it. They are predators. They have this attitude that it's their right to do this to you, no matter what color you are. One of the experiences, let's say you're a black guy, you know, that lives in Houston, never been to Minnesota. Go spend a week in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Walk around with the Somalis. Go talk to them. See what happens. They are, their main identity is everyone is scum but them. Black, white, doesn't matter. I mean, it is really twisted. But that's because it's not even Somalis. It's that clan. And that's 95% who's been brought over here. They won't hire other Somalis. They won't even talk to them because it's a caste system. They're slaves. And notice, they don't look like them. They don't look like they're deformed and mentally ill. They don't look like demons. But inbreeding, whether you're white or black, whatever, creates that. So go ahead and play these clips back to back. Let's play 44, then 13, and then the other clips back to back. I just want to illustrate a small piece. I have like literally hundreds of times this information. Here it is. Hold on, let's stop. I didn't think of this. I apologize. We're going to have to start and stop because radio listeners will just hear a bunch of gibberish in this particular dialect of that they got. We have to start and stop it. This is the former prime minister, basically Ilhan's boss, worked for her dad, the dictator. Here he is bragging. I need to read this so radio listeners can hear what he's saying. So start and stop it. Go ahead and start it. The interests of Ilhan are not, it is not the interest of Minnesota, nor is it the interest of the American people. The interest of Ilhan is that of the Somali people of Somalia. The success of Ilhan is the success of Somalia. And that carries a heavy meaning to us. Me speaking in the name of the Somalian people. Everywhere they are on the planet. I am asking that you support and give money to Ilhan's campaign. To support her with your votes. Tell your neighbors and your friends. And anyone you know to come out and support Ilhan Omar. So they can ultimately vote for her and knock every door you can for her. So that she can be reelected. That is your promise. And your promise is to come shoulder to shoulder to be Ilhan's shield. And vote for her again. with all of your working together. Thank you all. God bless. And notice she looks happy and sweet to him because we're a tribe. Everybody else is our enemy. We're pirates. We're murderers. We're slavers. We're parasites. And look at all the politicians, state senators, you name it, behind her. They're smiling and just, ha, 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 the weak Americans are ours. Literal cavemen. Literal warlords. Living in, you know, I mean, she went into Congress with no money. She's worth $30 million, and you know it's 10 times that. What, in just 6 years? Stolen from you. She runs it all at that level. Then it goes to the Democrats above her. And I can show you an hour of them all doing the same pledge. Don't you worry. This isn't for America. We're exploiting the enemy. And they don't hire any black people or brown people. They will hire key white people that help them run frauds. In all the indictments, it's 9% Somalis with liberal white women who know how to do the stealing. I'm telling you. This is not for America. This is for Somalia. She does not like America. And all that foreign money comes in to get her elected, and then she sends billions of stolen money. Stolen from disabled children, you name it. She sends it right back. And I got Somali saying, no, I don't want any money to go to veterans or homeless. It goes to us. We are the rulers. We are the superior. We are the Ubermenschen. We are the Superman. You are the subhuman. So here's Harrison Smith explaining that for the Somalis, which is really nice, it's this tribe, it's this clan. Oh, it's a trust society for them because they're pirates. When they're on their pirate boat going out robbing somebody or kidnapping somebody, No. They all take care of each other in their mafia. Go to Harrison Smith.
And a lot of people are out there saying this is a clash of cultures because Somalis are low trust. And they keep using that word. And it's often a word that's invoked when you're talking about, populations or, demographic homogeneity. As you hear, there's high trust and low trust societies. There's a difference, though. There's a problem with that, however. I'm looking for videos for a Somali mall. I find a video of a white guy who's going through a Somali shopping center in Minneapolis. I swear, I've searched for an hour to find this video again. I can't find it. So I'm just going to have to explain it to you. But he's walking around a Somali shopping center and he's saying, yeah, we're like the only two white guys here. There's like a giant Somali flag painted on the ceiling. And he's going like floor to floor. And he's like, the weird thing is, a lot of these shops, if there's no customers, the people running the shop just leave. And so he's walking into stores where there's nobody there. And he's like, yeah, this is such a high trust society. They don't even worry about locking their stores or shutting the door to their stores if they're not there because it's a high trust society. And I think that's key to understanding what's going on here. The Somalis are not a low trust society amongst themselves. Okay. It's not that just it's a population replete with criminals who are stealing from everybody they can. Within their own community, they don't even lock their doors. They don't steal from each other. They don't scam each other. So understand, when they're running these billion-dollar scams, it's not like they're scamming their own people. They know exactly what they're doing. They're scamming you. They're scamming the non-Somali people. They're scamming America and Americans, and they know that, which is why they do it. They don't scam themselves. This isn't a matter of just a low trust population coming into an area and just committing crimes against everybody. No, it's a community. It's a population, unified, cohesive, one block, together, conspiring to scam everybody else.
Listen, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it loud and clear. We don't care that Somalians are being deported. They're not our concern. See, I don't have no hate for nobody, right? But I do understand that we have groups over here or groups that aspire to come to America that don't like black Americans. Because, see, we the great people of society. So when they come over here, they already have some type of disdain towards us, and we ain't did nothing to these people. See, I've been to Minnesota. And when I was in Minnesota visiting my son, because he live up there, man, these Somalians are everywhere, and they rude. They act like you're not there. When you speak to them, they look at you like you foreign. And I'm like, man, you in my country. Why you looking all stank? So get them out, Trump. Yeah, get them.
Now, if you've studied human psychology, what do you do to a group you're going to abuse and rob? You demonize them. And if you're a pirate slaver culture tribe, because these aren't, this isn't Somalis. These are the ruling slave masters. When you do that, everybody else is scum and subhuman. That's how you allow yourself to kill everybody and treat everybody like crap. But under Christianity, whether you believe in God or not, we believe God made us all. You judge people by how they act. And then that unifies and builds great civilizations. In Africa, the most successful countries and groups are Christian. And then they always get invaded and taken over by non-Christians, Muslims, you name it. Real Christianity works. And it transcends the race and all this crap. And that's what the globalists want to get rid of it. So, yeah, they're here telling you I'm the captain now because we have literally brought in the ruling mafia of Somalia. Remember the movie Captain Phillips? It's a true story. Here's a clip.
We got a problem. We pushed the ship too hard. We're off the grid.
You see, they use real ruling class Somalis for this movie.
Captain.
Unlike Black Hawk Down.
Captain, no one gets hurt if you don't play no game.
It's the ship's broken. We had to go.
Nobody gets hurt. Easy.
Hey!
Look at me.
Sure.
Look at me.
Sure.
I'm the captain now. You like a bush?
Yeah, here's the Somalis protesting Trump right now in Somalia. Let's go back to that clip earlier. You talk about I'm the captain now. Imagine the arrogance here that somebody would be this arrogant and say we're going to rule you. There's only 200,000 Somalis, but that's the attitude. That's the attitude you got to have to run slaves and kidnap and murder and pirate everybody, including other Africans. And then I got one guy talking in Somali, but I'll read over it, saying similar things. Just came out today. So go ahead and air clip 22 and clip 8 back to back here. There.
My biggest fear in life is that this man may never witness our full takeover. Yes, he may never witness that. He already witnessed our partial takeover, our little success in America. And he is the reason, actually, I know that the community in America is thriving. He is how I know. It's like, he's how we measure our progress. If he doesn't tweet, somebody messed up. I know it. Somebody fucked up the plan. If he tweet, I know. I know we're doing the right things. Yes, that's how I know. So he's old and sick, I know. He may not witness our full takeover, but I promise you that his sons will witness.
This guy's because been brought up from birth that he is your ruler. Him.
We came to exist in this country.
And then he says, you know, you white people conquered this country. It wasn't a country then. And now we're going to conquer you. He says, it's the right to conquer. No, he says, the right to conquer. He's just a pirate. He says, I have a right to conquer.
Yes. And we're not leaving, actually. We're not going back. What do you mean go back? You should go back first. You see, if you come first, you go first. See? Just like you. Tell me how you own this land. Explain to the world how this land became.
You guys see this video from a Somali immigrant. He's telling us what's what.
Somalis are all over the society media. They team up at MAGA and Make America Great Again, which is Team Trump. They humiliated. Let them fight continue. Keep fighting this way. Minnesota is ours. America is ours.
Well, there you have it. They've taken Minnesota, and they're going to take out the rest of America, too. And you have got to admire the confidence, right? That is a lot of bravado, especially when you consider that none of that confidence or bravado helped them to take Somalia. And just a quick tip here, sport. If you don't have what it takes to take out a couple of strung out warlords, you do not want to dabble with rural America, because we got a lot of country boys and veterans that, quite frankly, they've been itching to get back into it.
All right, that's a classic good old boy thing, and I'm not trying to be mean to this guy, but the day I see UN blue helmets, it's all over. The Somali ruling slave party is only one little piece of what the Clintons call the broken coalition, where they get all these broken up controlled groups that hate America, that are organized and controlled, and then suck off everything, commit all this crime and defund the police and bring society down. So we're in deep trouble. No, it will be the Somalis that ever rule us, but it'll be the globalists collapsing us. So, good old boys will take you out, don't you worry. Yeah, well, you are out in the country, and while, just like Texas, and I love Texas, my family's Texas as it gets, and I go out and see family, and they're all veterans and everything, it's like, well, they'll never get Texas. We're 2 inches away because of the fraud and the gerrymandering and all of it from losing the damn state. California used to be redder than Texas. But they got control and took over with fraud. So this overconfidence is killing us. Yeah, obviously the Somalis are going to take over. It just shows what the left will bring in here, and it's got people's attention. Now they've discovered $8 billion they stole. Billions of it sent back to terror groups. And you know, Nick Fuentes, it was like, well, I think Islam's a threat in Europe, but not here. If they get 5, 6, 7% and vote in a block with Democrats, they win. Same thing with socialists in Europe. And they donate most of their money into their political machine for power. So the average American, whether they're black or white or whatever, isn't really involved in politics, doesn't donate money, doesn't get engaged. They do. And they're a major game changer. And the average Muslim has 6 kids. The average person in the West, like 1.5. 2 adults, 1.5 kids on average. And they say, I'm having a bunch of kids, putting them all on welfare because I'm taking over. So, the good old boy saying, we got the guns, Somali, try that. And, you know, Nick, who I'm not saying is a bad guy, but he wants to focus only on Israel. And so because, oh, wait, we can't have people worried about Islam. It's only got to be about Israel. I got big problems with Israel. But I don't have a singular tunnel vision on it. Like the Christian Zionists that worship it and think you got to do everything whoever's in power in Israel says. Or people that only talk about Israel. I talk about communist China and all the stuff it's doing domestically to us and how they could take down 200 million of our phones. They caught the SIM center in New York. People are like, I post a video about it. What are you doing covering with Israel? What are you doing covering for the rest of the world? I cover all the issues, the threat of AI, fentanyl, all of it. We cover it all. But you've got to look at all the major pieces. Now, I started getting into Elon Musk. This is so important. With the EU openly trying to run our speech, literally coming after the American people in thousands of ways, Internet ID, all of it, and Musk is battling them. He didn't just get in this fight now, though they just fined him 140 million euros. Plus, when the EU was funding all these attacks on Trump through NGOs, Musk stood up to it and Musk put out Friday, hey, Trump, I stood up for you, stand up for me, stand up to this. And if the EU can censor Musk, they can censor all of us. They're taking on our lead elephant. And Musk said the litmus test is somebody for free speech or aren't they? Bad guys are against free speech. Good guys are for it. And other than Trump and Musk, and I'm certainly junior to them, which is great. Being the top dog's dangerous. But we're recognized by the globalists and the CIA and all of them as the main progenitor of the resistance worldwide, not just here. And they want us off the air. So I need your backing. I need your word of mouth. I need your prayer. The bad guys fear this message. That's because it's accurate. It's over the target. Share the feeds. And pray for the broadcast and support it financially while getting great products that work great, which is a symbiotic relationship, a win-win, a 360 win, a non-zero-sum game. The very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. Tomorrow night, the biggest sale we're going to have this Christmas ends. Buy any supplement, the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, all of it's the best, the very best turmeric, all of it's proven private labels of top brands at lower prices. We're not reinventing the wheel here. Buy any supplement, get any other supplement free. Now, why was that different than buy one, get one free before, which are already great? You can buy a $20 supplement and get a $40 one free. You can buy a $30 supplement and get a $45 one free. And these have the very best ingredients, the highest quality, the very best. Shilajit will change your life. We've got the best. Irish sea moss will change your life. We have the best. Our spike protein cardiovascular detox is incredible. It's so good for your whole body. We have the best formula, hands down. Ultimate life force. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. Please make the simple decision to not spend all the gas money and fight the crowds and go to malls and do all this stuff. Give your family a bottle of ultramethylene blue. Give your brother, your sister, your grandma, your grandpa, your son, your daughter. Get a bottle of turmeric. Ours is 95%, the strongest out there. The regular turmeric works great, 4%. Yeah. It's all there. We have the best bovine colostrum. Herb, it is for your skin, your hair, your whole body. We've got the best. First 2 weeks of the milk a cow puts out are a super nutrient of super nutrients. Ours is 2,000 milligrams per scoop, the strongest out there. Give the gift to your family. Now, if you give them ultramethylene blue, you got to give them a card and say, listen, check with your physician. You have drug interactions. This is powerful. It detoxifies your mitochondria, gives you instant energy. But be careful because you're giving them a firecracker. All right? My point is, do your Christmas shopping. Get it done. Don't waste a bunch of money and time. Fund the defense of the future and your liberty and your freedom and all of us collectively. Keep us on the air. Oh, yeah, ultramethylene red just came back in, limited shipment. Oh, forgot about that. Wow, nobody's got that. That is insanely good. Take an hour to get into it all. Get ultramethylene red. It turbocharges. Methylene blue, it goes great by itself. We got creatine super nano concentrated gummies in. Creatine, incredible. We got the best. And so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support. You aren't just helping us. You are the InfoWar. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I am not funded by billionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle with the globalists. We have shortfalls and we need your support. So just go get a t-shirt, go get a ball cap, get the ultramethylene blue, get the Irish sea moss. And so you just commit to support us, sign up for auto ship, get 50% off. You need canceling time. It's not like a full commitment, like you marry somebody. You just subscribe to it or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe and then canceling time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months. However you said it. And then you just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world.
driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
All right, I want to finish up with some of the Islam stuff. It's hard to because I got literally hundreds of other incredible clips. Just know this, Ilhan Omar went into Congress 6 years ago with zero money. She's worth $30 million we know of now. And I bet my right arm it's $100 million. Now, that's a pirate. And she's got this attitude, and she's here to, she's like the Joker. She's here to take us down and everybody else around her. I mean, you think running slave pits and kidnapping rings and pirate operations and murder for hire, you got to be nice people? You don't be part of that unless you think it's your right and everybody else is animals. Now, here's the head of the Muslim Brotherhood a few years ago, Qatar Al Jazeera boss, Wada Khanfar, openly bragging about the plan to take down America and the West. Here it is.
Every civilization has its own model, and the Western one has reached its final stages. And it is collapsing at this moment in time in every aspect. And other civilizations like Muslims or Chinese or whoever could participate in building this new model.
The West has been declining. China has been rising. A new challenge to the Western order has been presented. We need to take full advantage because you should remember when the international order is cracking and weakened, the people in the margin have much better opportunity to relocate themselves and to readjust the balance of power regionally and internationally. And this is our moment. I think they are much more weaker than us.
The United States of America and its allies with China and its allies is coming, which I think it is, it means there are cracks in the world order. And therefore, yes, we need to prepare.
You should remember that the Ottoman Empire, when it existed, actually it did control the passages to Europe from land and the sea. And Europeans could not really breathe during 8th century.
How to establish the Islamic state? Islam aims to achieve certain goals. And take over other civilizations.
Conquer these two civilizations. You're going to be in charge of this land. That Islamic civilization is going to be supreme.
Time will come that you will destroy the two biggest superpowers. We need to organize. We need to come together. We need to be united.
We know what America plans. يَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهِ Allah says, they plan and we plan.
You stupid people can't see this coming? So we got a Muslim lieutenant governor in the state of Virginia. Got a Muslim attorney general in Minnesota. You got Mandami that took over New York City. Step by step, bit by bit. I think they said we got 89 Muslims elected. We got like 4 in Congress right now. And about 95% of them are all Democrats. You might find them Republicans sparse out here or there. But of all of the elected Muslim officials in America, about 95% of them are Democrats. And the Muslims hate, as a religion and as a culture, they hate the policies of the Democratic Party. Y'all see where this is going. They're using the Democratic Party as a weapon to destroy their enemies. They're voting to put together a lethal weapon to destroy their enemies. It's like if you got, you know, pests, boll weevils, something in your garden, you're going to vote to get a pesticide to kill them all. The pesticide's not for you. Pesticide is for them, for your pests. You're going to vote for a police force to get the drug dealers out. You're going to vote for ICE to come in and get the daggum illegal. ICE is not for us. ICE is for them. That's how the Democrats see the that's how the Muslims see the Democratic Party. It's their own private security force to destroy Christians in the United States of America. Boy, that's smart. That's diabolical, man. And they come in and they use their money to give to this party to destroy their enemies inside of the United States of America.
I've seen this stuff for over a decade. I want Vince Ellison on. But I got to tell you, from all the clips I've been seeing for months, it's black people really getting it. And you know why? Because it's black people in traditional black areas that are being encroached on by the Somalis. And the Somalis won't give them the time of day. Won't even talk to them, won't give them a job, treat them like crap. Because they're not even Somalis. They're the slave party clan, literal slavers. It's still legal there. They hate black people even though they're black. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Get up, storm loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, our circus today.
All right, I want to shift gears into Elon Musk, the EU, NATO, how that ties in to Russia and the war and where all that is going. Now, when President Trump first got into office 9 years ago, he said, why are we paying for half of NATO? And then later he got audits and found out we're paying 75%. Okay, I get the old Soviet Union. I get the Cold War. We made deals in 91 that NATO wouldn't expand any. And then all NATO's done is expand up to Russia's borders and start all these wars. And then I saw the deputy head of the EU Commission in a clip I've got just yesterday say, Russia for hundreds of years has attacked Europe hundreds of times, and Russia has never been attacked by Europe. And I'm sitting there going, what was Napoleon Bonaparte? What was Adolf Hitler? But again, they're talking to their constituents that they think are complete morons. You're like, what's that do with Elon Musk? At the end of World War II, the old power elites of Europe were in deep trouble, but they made a deal with the British Empire that had officially kind of merged into the U.S. Empire and Bretton Woods. This is all in mainline history books, not really on History Channel, but it's PhD level stuff. And they set the Bilderberg Group to be an intermediary between the old European elite, the British Empire, and the U.S. And it kind of merged their systems. And they had on the shelf a 10-nation plan that was going to expand out to 25 that a guy named Adolf Alois Hitler created. And it was called the European Union with the blue flag and the gold stars and all of it. And yeah, Hitler pretty much invented the modern highways and the Volkswagen and the ballistic missile. And he relaunched the Olympics. He drew the Olympic sign. I mean, Hitler was in a lot of ways a very bad guy and actually did murder a bunch of people and won a global domination. But it is crazy how many ideas he had he got people to implement. And the EU is one of those evil plans. And he wanted to put Edward VIII, this is mainline history, look this up, the King of England on the throne of the unelected European Union Commission. And he was in Germany when World War II started. The King of England was German. And he had to run to Spain when the war started and wasn't even in the UK for most of the war. Now, that's buried in history books. They always make it about, oh, he married an American woman, so he had to abdicate and step down. No, look, type in Edward VIII photos with Hitler. Edward VIII EU plan. Edward VIII to be put as the head of the EU. So the West beats the Nazis, but then they have Ratline Operation, Operation Paperclip, bring 30-plus thousand of men because they had intel on the Soviets and all these other connections and all these hidden trillions. And the EU gets together and says, hey, how about we just go ahead and relaunch this son of a bitch? So the Treaty of London in 47 sets up a steel collective. And bear with me here. This is a brief, quick snapshot history. You can look all this up. It's in my film Endgame. Endgame, yeah, there's the King of England, Hitler. And so And their own documents are public. They said, we don't want them to know we're going to take them over. We'll do it over decades, having governments and politicians we pay off sign over their sovereignty. There's the kingdom of Hitler right there. Yep. Started World War II. So, by the way, this is an elaborate double cross plan. It's all been declassified. Churchill was with another group, he himself royal, but not of the same German line. He writes about it in the 3-book series, The History of English Speaking Peoples. They made Neber Chamberlain and Edward VIII think that they were going to do a deal once Hitler attacked Russia. That was part of the deal. They'd act like England was in a battle with them, but then they would double cross, flip over to the German side, and the Allies would go take over the Soviet Union. And that's why Albert Speer, you know, talked about this at Nuremberg. He was the only guy that didn't get sentenced to death. And then you had Rudolf Hess, who was the deputy Führer, in the middle of all this, flies over in his own airplane, jumps out over the main palace with the treaty, and they locked him up in the Tower of London until his death. And he said, we have a deal. This was a setup. No, you got triple-crossed. That's why Hitler at the Battle of Dunkirk actually wouldn't let the troops drive the British into the sea and kill them all. They just let Hermann Göring use them with the Luftwaffe as target practice when they, you know, all fled across in civilian boats and stuff across the channel. Remember that? And that's because Hitler had this deal and thought it was all kabuki theater. This is all declassified. Now, I didn't mean to spend 5 minutes on that. It's just very interesting history. So, when Elon Musk comes out and says, the EU is unelected, the EU is a tyranny, the EU is arresting everybody for their speech, they have a ceremonial parliament, but it's only advisory. It has no power. And now under EU rules, they're banning AFD and other parties that are nationalist and populist from winning. They're taking them off the ballot. They've killed 30 plus in just the last 6 months of people in the lead in elections. Because it's a facade of freedom, a facade of voting. And the EU is bringing its regulations and rules in for internet IDs and citizenship control and saying, just like Keir Starmer has, we're going to arrest Americans for their speech. We're going to have UN police come over and grab you and take you there. Remember the police chief in the UK, national police chief, saying, we're going to arrest you for your speech? And so it's hiding in plain view that the European Union is a dictatorship. So they have the 47 Treaty of London and the 56 Treaty of Rome, and I've read the whole treaty. It's like 400 pages long. That really established the government with the 10 first states, but they kept it covert. Year after year, getting more power signed over, over trade, over military, over control. That's why Musk has been reposting on X, maybe pull it up, images that say, this is Europe, and it shows a shot of Europe and the countries, and it says, this is the EU, and it's a blank page. The sovereignty lies with the people of those nations and those cultures, not with the unelected EU. So, they were censoring Trump. They were funding NGOs attacking Trump. Elon went to war with them, stood up to them. The EU was saying, don't let Trump back on X. Soros took billions of dollars of advertising. All that happened. And now the EU has fined him $140+ million. They say billion-dollar fines are coming next. And he Musk came out Friday and said, I defended you, Trump. Now I need you to stand up for our sovereignty, not just for me, but for all Americans of this unelected tyranny. And you can look it up. It is 100% unelected. And under its rules, you'd say a Muslim runs over people with a truck, even though he did, just happened again in France, kills a bunch of people, 10 people yesterday, you go to jail. You point out a Muslim rapes some 5-year-old girl, you go to jail in Ireland. Use the wrong pronouns, life in prison, Ireland. There's a fake clip just came out where she's at a speech where they arrest a guy. And she says, in Russia, you don't have free speech. She goes, now arrest him, and they take the guy away for asking questions. That's Ursula von der Leyen. unelected, got paid hundreds of millions of dollars to run the COVID fraud herself. She's a criminal, but she's unelected because they set it up as a dictatorship. It's not Nazi. It's a Nazi plan. And so you have these globalist criminals in the nation states transferring their power into the unelected EU. And now it's been complete. And all you got to do is call out the elephant in the room. That's all you got to do. Because it's indefensible. Now, you judge a tree by its fruits. Musk took on Soros, the ADL, the EU, the UK. He is pumping massive amounts of money into the UK for free speech at Tommy Robinson rallies. I mean, it's just fabulous. It's heroic. It's amazing. He could join them. He could work with them. But they want to depopulate people. They want transgenderism. They're anti-human. And he isn't for that. He wants technology to empower humanity, in his words, in his actions. They want it to enslave us. Musk goes nuclear, demands EU be dismantled after Brussels hits X with a $140 million censorship fine and escalating war on free speech. Musk calls for abolition of the EU. Absolutely, he's been doing that. It's a tyranny. It's the new Soviet Union. Top liberal globalist member of EU Parliament, Trump administration is the enemy of Europe. We must stop behaving as if it's a friend. They're saying we're the enemy with the dictator. She's just a ceremonial representative. Want to see the clip? EU channeled 500 million euros to CIA-linked NGOs to promote mass migration regime change and to target Trump, Musk, and others, including me. We got NATO documents 5-6 years ago. They said, hey, we're not stopping with Alex Jones. We're going to get everybody. They list me in these things, just like Crossfire Hurricane, just like Arctic Frost. I'm all over it. You know, it's not like some nebulous thing. Oh, I heard there's an assassination team after me. You better believe me. I'm not saying that's not going on with Candace Owens. With me, it's like, here's all the proof. Here's the CIA, FBI. Eh, whatever. It's just Alex. You can handle it. You're a big boy. My point is, it's the proof of how they're criminal. And look at all this. Pastor Derek Reimer, another Christian arrested. That's in Canada. Enoch Burke, Irish schoolteacher, jailed following a stance against transgender ideology for life. We got Joe Rogan talking about it all. You can't make this up. And so we have this incredible pure tyranny, and we have to recognize it and understand what it is. So I got a bunch of these clips. Let's start getting to them. There's so many of these. Let's go to Musk explaining the litmus test, and then we'll start going to these other clips. Clip 55, here it is.
Yes, I think as a general rule, you can tell which side is the good side and which side is the bad side by which side wishes to restrict freedom of speech. The side that is restricting freedom of speech, that would have been sort of the Hitler, Stalin, Mussolinis of the world. They had very strong censorship, very strong restrictions on speech. That's one of the signs that they are the bad guys. And so, in fact, a restriction on speech and large government, is fundamentally fascist, obviously. So ironically, in pushing for censorship, it makes it very clear that the left is the side that is against freedom, and freedom of speech is simply one of many freedoms that we should have as a civil society, because ideas should win on the strength of their arguments, They should not win because they are suppressed.
And why does the First Amendment come first, even ahead of self-defense? Because it's the thing that organizes people. It's the thing that debates. It's the thing that exposes fraud. Now, Elon's saying 2 plus 2 equals 2. He's saying water's wet. But we need him to. And we need a champion that stands up for this. All of us have to be champions. But look at how he's attacked by Brazil and the UK, and all of them are coming for him. Because they're coming for all of us. This is a big deal. I know most of you know that. Here's the Heritage Foundation exposing. These documents are all public. Going back years ago, Hillary Clinton targeting Trump using EU funding, where we send the money over there, our taxpayer money, it sends it back here. We have the documents. Directly targeting Elon Musk, Reuters was given $300 million 2 years ago, a year before the election, to directly discredit him. PIs, people infiltrating his family, his business, trying to find something, paying people off. Not just news articles. And Reuters divvying it out to thousands of publications. I've gone through this at a junior level. It's unspeakable. And because I've got a pretty clean beak, and the same thing with Elon, they couldn't ever get anybody. I have people come to me and say, here, I've been offered $50,000 to say something about you. We got a huge civil rights suit about to be launched on this. Does it take money to prosecute? We got them. We got the witnesses, whistleblowers, the DOJ, the CIA running it. I mean, folks, these are hardcore crooks. And I know you know that, but I don't just have to believe Elon or see the documents that are admitted. I've experienced this. I have their tire tracks up and down my body. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. I'm fighting. I know I'll be attacked. But again, why I'm under attack? Because we know what we're doing. Here's the Heritage Foundation talking about it.
Free speech is in a free fall in Europe. There are two anti-free speech movements that have coalesced.
By the way, stop again. I'm sorry. That's Jonathan Turley, huge top liberal law professor, who in the last 10 years has said, look, I'm not a conservative, but the liberals are pure evil. I'm exposing them. And here he is. This is old known. It came out in Congress documents. But here he is explaining this weaponization of your tax money sent to Europe, because then they can direct it without congressional oversight back on us. That's the EU. That's who he's fighting. That's who should be abolished. Go back to it.
Free speech is in a free fall in Europe. There are two anti-free speech movements that have coalesced. Mm-hmm. One is in Europe, where it has laid waste to free speech. Germany, France, England. Free speech has been eviscerated. And also places like Canada. The U.S. anti-free speech movement began in higher education, then metastasized throughout the government. But this has all reached our shores now. The Berlin World Forum followed the remarks of Vice President Vance on free speech, and the EU was red hot. They gathered in Berlin, and it was the most anti-free speech gathering I've ever been part of. There's only two of us from the free speech community. And they are committed. And, you know, Hillary Clinton was there, and she really fueled the anger. I mean, she, when Twitter was purchased by Elon Musk, she called on the EU to use the infamous Digital Services Act, which is one of the most anti-free speech pieces of legislation in decades. And she called upon the EU to use the DSA to force the censorship of American citizens, force people like Musk to censor. It's an extraordinary act by someone who was once a presidential candidate in the United States. But they are committed to it. And after the World Forum, they further globalized this effort, and they are threatening companies like X with ruinous fines unless they resume censoring American citizens.
And so this is a foreign, unelected dictatorship. And if they can stop Musk, they can stop everybody. And right before Trump got reelected, and he should circle back to this, Musk had the corrupt dictator, Count Dracula-looking judge, literally wears a black cape, in Brazil, seize all their companies, all this stuff. So Musk had to say, okay, I got to wait for Trump to get in to deal with this. I can't deal with the nation state. Okay. Well, now the EU's doing it. Trump better act on this aggressively. This is an attack on our sovereignty, on the American people, on him and everything. And I'm sure he will. But this is outrageous. Here's Elon Musk on Rogan. Talk about just on the ground, the level of censorship that's going on. And it's all the same groups running it. This is out of Ireland. Here it is.
The crazy
literally
thing
raped
is,
him. It's right. Like the, some 10-year-old got raped in Ireland like last week.
Yeah, there's literal rape.
They snatched some kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you criticize it, you can get arrested. And that's where it gets insane. It's like, how are they not protecting
people?
Literally
criticize it. Like the, I think it's the Prime Minister of Ireland actually, you know, posted on X, because some illegal migrants snatched a 10-year-old girl, who was like going to school or something, and violently raped a 10-year-old girl. And there was a, you know, the people were very upset about this, and they protested. The Prime Minister of Ireland, instead of saying, yeah, we really shouldn't be importing violent rapists into our country, he criticized the protesters instead and didn't mention that. That the reason they were protesting was because a 10-year-old girl from their small town got raped.
And if you say it's a Muslim, you go to jail, no matter where you are in Europe and now in Canada. I mean, this is hardcore. It's like North Korea. Here's Musk on the UK government tyranny. 17. Here's clip 17.
Why is free speech so important to you?
At Tommy Robinson's event.
Well, I believe you can't get to the truth of things without freedom of speech, without active debate. There's so many on the left that want to just crush debate and put people in prison just for talking, as you were, just for speaking their mind. The essence of democracy is it should be a government for the people, by the people. In fact, this is a government against the people and not for the people. And then you see how much violence there's on the left, with our friend Charlie Kirk getting murdered in cold blood this week, and people on the left celebrating it openly. The left is the party of murder and celebrating murder. I mean, let that sink in for a minute.
So the millions on the street, that's real. Trump getting elected, that's real. All the reforms, Doge, all of it's that real. RFK Jr. in, banning most of the vaccines, banning hepatitis shots for babies. All this good stuff you're seeing is because you got involved, you got engaged, Musk got involved, others got engaged, Papa's being elected all over the world. This is exciting. Yeah, I'll spend a lot of my time bitching when Trump's wrong or doesn't do things perfect. That's great. But you notice it's a competition who can bitch more and say Trump's the devil or Musk is the devil and not be engaged. It's night and day. We're in a total war. I think Musk and Trump have overperformed overall, actually, with what they're working with and what they got. Now I'll bitch all day about what's wrong to get them back on course. But I will not sit there and lie to you and create all these drama queen infighting garbages all day so the bots all boost me. I will not be part of that lie. We'll be right back with huge news. Stay with me.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together. and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
We have a new product in at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
We have a new product in at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I got some news that I'm about to bring out here. And the Venezuelans aren't paying enough attention for this to matter, but I actually have to air a special report that I was already going to air while I think about this. Because one of two things is going on. I started getting calls this morning from five different people heavily embedded in the Pentagon and the intelligence agencies that there's going to be the strike is coming on Venezuela in the next 48 hours. And then, of course, I asked them, well, can I talk about this? And no response back. And I noticed I got the same thing. So let me tell you how my brain works, because I've been doing this a long time. Because they're compartmentalized, they don't know either. They've been authorized to tell me this, and I get a lot of exclusive stuff, as you know. But they're not told why, but the fact that I was given it means go with it. But I make the final decisions around here. I don't work for these agencies. So one of two things is going on. This is a final threat to Maduro to give up and leave. Or they know with their radar and stuff, it's not going to matter anyways. We're just being given another exclusive as a reward. But all the command and control aircraft are in the air, and they don't launch us for no reason. So they're either doing a drill ahead of the final attack or to try to get Maduro to over-respond and shoot some missiles off as a Gulf of Tonkin provocation, or they're about to strike Venezuela tonight in just a few hours when it starts. So I was already like on the edge about this morning. Should I talk about this? But there, I just went ahead and did it. And I went ahead and just gave you my thinking on it. I'm going to air the special report. I was already going to get to how good it is that people finally get Obamacare as a giant scam and a fraud designed by the creators they admit to screw you and triple your prices. I mean, how uncool, man. See what you want about Trump? He's really trying to cut prices. Did he tell people, oh, I can turn this around day one? I'm like, no, you can't. But he's already made all the moves that's starting to do it. We're already seeing, you know, a lot of energy prices. I mean, he's moving the needle, man. He's like arm wrestling. He's like, oh, that top arm wrestler in 1 second. Well, no, it might take you 5 minutes, but you're starting to win. Just commute. Don't under-promise, over-deliver, bro. That's all we want. And I'm not bitching. I've got my opinions, and they're usually right. I'm not a Monday morning quarterback. I'm not backseat driving. I didn't fall off a turnip truck yesterday. Lovell said, oh, my God, you're suddenly for war. No, I understand why Trump's doing it. But one of two things. This is a big feint to try to get them to overreact so we do go in for sure, or the U.S. is going in. And I don't think the decision's been made as of right now. But where they're sitting in the aircraft, you know, the big command and control systems, not just the AWACS, all the other specialized ones are up, all the other stuff's up, and it's going in. It's to get the Venezuelans overreact, shoot some missiles off. That's what this is, probably. But everybody in the military has been told they're going. Now, they do that sometimes and don't do it. But they've been told, go, go, go. And the people I got this from have never been wrong. Now, that doesn't mean they could be wrong this time. Or Trump could change his mind. But I got a sinking suspicion we're going to be here tomorrow at 8 a.m. when the American Journal kicks off with war with Venezuela kicked off. Maybe not. But that's what we're doing here because this is big boy pants time. This is not, we don't get talking points here. We're not repeaters that sit there and chirp stuff out. That's why the globalists hate this show is this is an analyst info war analysis in front of everybody. Everything's transparent. This needed to happen. This is what this is. That's why God created it. And your support backed it. God's ready to paint the painting, but you, I, all of us are little tubes of paint put out on the palette so God can paint the picture. So, my sources are it's going down. They could be wrong because they want the Venezuelans to get all the chatter. In fact, obviously, I've been told this so the Venezuelans overreact. I think that's obvious. And again, I was about to think, maybe I shouldn't tell people how this works. I wasn't told what they're doing. I can see it. This is to get an overreaction from the Venezuelans. And they hit them in 2 days or something. I don't know. We'll see. I said, I bet the Russians invade in October, 3-4 months later. I said, I bet they invade by the 22nd of February. I think I nailed the date. And then per usual, I had the Russians contact us and the CIA and the FBI, and I got under investigation again. And they said, how do you know that? And they scanned all our stuff, and everything got broken into digitally because the feds wanted to know who told me that or how I knew. Come on, guys. Putin didn't want to go in there. He knew it was a setup, but he had to. He's going to wait till in the Russian operation manuals, the last possible date the Russians published, they had to go in by the end of February because they needed time before the ground thawed. It wasn't hard to pick the last week of February as the go day, especially with everything we saw. It's just you guys aren't analysts. You just don't know how to like integrate it all. That's why whenever they sue me, they say, who's giving you the documents? Who's giving you the orders? Me. And it's not like I'm prideful about it or anything. I think this is so obvious. I don't know how you guys don't know all this. I mean, it's like General Flynn and I putting out reports we're in the middle of a cover revolution. The Democrats say they're doing one. I mean, holy hell, they're saying they're doing it? And I've got a, how are you sure, Jones? How do you, I mean, before they even said it was a color revolution, I warned of it. And now they admit it. It's like if I'm at SeaWorld, I'm watching a killer whale flop around. How do I, you're like, you don't have a marine mammal degree. How do you know that's a killer whale? It's just like, what are you talking about? I said I go to the report for what I was going to say. I guess I just went ahead and said it. The bigger question is, are traitors in U.S. intelligence, if Trump does hit Venezuela, going to set this up? Because they're already calling blowing up drug boats war crimes. And I got a big stack of news here. Yeah, I'm not going to the Bowen Report. I'm just going to this right now. Let's just look at this. Because this is a lot bigger than just blowing up the drug boats. This is about a history of lying scum that think you're so stupid you have no memory. So not only have the Democrats, once it was declassified, had the Senate hearings with the admirals that Hegg says, just like he said, no, Trump ordered it. They had the operation. They called me and said, sir, we're going to launch the attack as a greenlit. Yes, he didn't watch the attack on the first boat. He wasn't even involved because he's the Secretary of Defense. And then the admiral testified, no, he wasn't on the call. No, we always strike things till they sink. You'd think the Democrats would drop that after it was proven to be another one of their hoaxes to undermine the military and Trump's command. No, they're all over the news still saying Maxine Waters, all of he's a murderer. Trump, Hegseth, it's illegal, on and on and on. Look at this crap. Watch, Senator Tammy Duckworth, caught in a huge lie attacking Pete Hegseth, accuses him of murder and war crimes after watching deeply disturbing boat strike video, then admits she hasn't seen the video. In a live interview. I mean, folks, these people. Look at this crap this week. ICE deports citizens. All lies. Over and over again, U.S. military shoots fishermen. That was a lie. And other misleading headlines of the week. Other misleading? How about bullshit? Oh, Admiral says there was no kill them all order on boat attack, but video alarms lawmakers. And he wanted to say, no, Hegg says, like he said, got greenlit it, wasn't involved. They had the judge advocate generals for the second strike greenlight it. Hegg Seth wasn't involved. I mean, do you think when I tell the crew, hey, there's no hand soap in the bathroom, tell the operations guy to order more hand soap. You think I'm there watching him order the hand soap and I make sure it's just retarded, people. You know, if you own a restaurant and somebody serves a bad egg once, do you think the owner sat there and put roach legs in your egg or whatever? But people call this nuking him. I like Hegseth a lot, but no, this is not nuking him. This is pussy. And I say that to get his attention. Pete Hegseth nukes Washington Post. I don't know where you got your sources, but they suck. They don't suck. They're leaking fake intelligence that's treason to undermine the military and your command and Trump's command. So if you leak legal stuff that's legal, if a crime is being committed, you're protected in leaking. But if you leak something that's a legal order on purpose to damage the mission, it's treason. And if you leak fake information, it's beyond treason. So how about we hear about you're going to find out and prosecute who told the Washington Post he said kill them all and did all this, who's trying to run a military coup? I don't know who gives the Washington Post their info, but they suck. No, they don't suck. They're trying to overthrow the country. But I get it. Hegseth is an infantry leader. and a really smart guy and a great guy, but he's not an information warfare specialist. But, I mean, I think all the listeners don't need to be experts in that, do you? You already are. You tune in here. That's a pussy statement. And I say that because, like I said all week, I want prosecutions for treason, claiming it's classified, claiming it's true, and planting fake information to sabotage our country and kill our readiness ahead of the communist Islamic uprisings. Do you understand how critical that is, Hegseth? Oh, you think, oh, your sources are full of shit. You're disproven. They're not disproven. They lied on purpose to destroy you and this country. I am so, they call you an amateur on everything. You're doing a great job overall with the mission, the force structure, getting the morale up, all of it. You're doing an A+ from your perspective. But information warfare? Yeah, your suit looks great. You're well-spoken. Great. Your speech in front of all those generals was wonderful. But stop. You know my number one rule. People say the left are idiots and failures and don't know what they're doing. No, they know what they're doing. Oh, the Somalis accidentally stole $8 million now? No, it's on purpose. Stop saying it's an accident. Stop saying they're idiots. The Washington Post plants these lies on purpose. And you know. So instead of, oh, you're an idiot, you were wrong, go out and say, we're going to find out who planted false intelligence under national security. And then I want that person in a goddamn, excuse me, Lord. Actually, I don't want them damned to hell. I don't mean that's blasphemy. I want them in a supermax prison. Because when they have the uprisings or a war with China or something, they're, or Venezuela, they're going to be sabotaging this thing from pillar to post. I don't know where you get your sources, but they suck. No, they don't suck. They're trying to destroy the country. They're not failures. They're not incompetent. They just missed. U.S. airstrike survivor clung to boat wreckage for an hour before second deadly attack video shows. Oh, maybe Marilyn Mann's a good person, too. So all this must stuff, all of it ties into NATO being a globalist criminal organization, the EU being an unelected dictatorship that started the war with Russia. Russia's ready to cut and run and give us big mineral deals and all the rest of it and cut off China. And the EU says, no, we're not quitting. And we're going to arrest anybody who doesn't agree with us. So Trump is setting up a national divorce. Trump files for divorce from NATO over Ukraine. The national security strategy basically explains that NATO is a big threat. It's causing war, flooding us with migrants. Russia says, Hungary says, the EU says, their defense ministers, their economic ministers say, total conscription, total war with Russia is the business model. It's not Hungary's PM saying this. They've said this. EU planning for war with Russia in 2030. Hungary PM. Let it mean you're hungry at night, folks, means the prime minister. Russian government invites European leaders to Kremlin for diplomatic negotiations. Remember that tweet I saw Musk put out? Were you unable to find it? I'll find it. But it shows Europe. It says this is Europe, and it shows all the countries of Europe. And this is the EU. There's nothing there. It's a blank page. You can't let the unelected EU and NATO tell the European nations what to do. That's why the Kremlin said, come here. Meet with us. Let's stop this now. Bring back your national sovereignty. Russian government invites leaders of Kremlin for diplomatic negotiations. Meanwhile, the Russians warned of this, and now there's been attacks on Chernobyl. And they say it's Russia doing it. Russia says, why the hell we blow up Chernobyl? Again, this is the type of insanity we're dealing with that I predicted. Russia rapidly gaining territory in Ukraine as peace talks stall. Ukraine peace talks continue as Russia intensifies missile strikes. It's getting serious. Now, I've got this OCD neurotic thing. I know I sent you guys 500 things today. Literally, it's too much. But I want to find that one thing. It was a tweet. There it is. This is Europe. That's real. That's the people. That's the cultures. That's the real governments. The EU is that. Brussels and Strasbourg. That's all you need to know. That's what you need to know. And that's what Elon Musk is saying. All right, I didn't have time. I got some more time left to get into all the other stuff. But the Federalist courts and the Supreme Court have all been ruling for Trump because everything he's doing is cut and dry constitutional. That's why they tell you everything he does is illegal, to undermine and hope enough idiots in the general culture and the government and the military buy into it. They're planting seeds of doubt, but never with any real evidence. Supreme Court allows Texas redistricting. Reps Al Green and Jasmine Crockett lose House seats in 2026. Bye-bye. Only way these people could be there, it was unnatural. They got 18 seats from the illegal aliens alone, they admit. They brag about it. Bye-bye, that's gone. And ruling after ruling after ruling in favor of Trump. Huge win for Trump. Appeals court rules president had full authority to fire rogue independent agency heads that refused to leave. It's the executive branch. He can fire any one of these slobs he wants any time. It's that simple. And then you got this. See, here's my problem. I'm going to tell you the truth no matter what. I can't help it, actually. My brain doesn't even work like think how to tell a lie. Unless my wife's asked me to be looking at that woman. Oh, no, honey, I don't even do that anymore. It just makes them love you even more when you don't lie about it. Yeah, man. So, get your clothes torn off before you even get home doing that. I don't even lie to my wife anymore about that stuff. The point is, because your brain, once you start lying, you got to train it to think about what you're about to say. I'm just, don't even think about it. It feels so good. It is a form of insanity, though, I guess, to liars. They're like, you're not lying? I'm sorry. I'm just can't even do it anymore. It's like a long-lost memory. I was never a big liar. But I lied plenty in my life. Everybody has. Yeah, my mom, Alex, I had a couple hundred dollars in my wallet. I'm missing like $30. You didn't take it. Oh, no, Mom, I didn't. Meanwhile, I got a whole pack of cigars and candy I just bought at the store with it when I'm like 12 years old. And my dad finds it, whoops my ass. But I investigated Trump. Everybody has. Never any connection to Epstein and kids. He's tried to get the documents released before, done all this. First guy to drop a dime on Epstein. So why did he suddenly change gears the last 10 months and cover up? And I told you, because the Queen of England and them laundered their money through him. MI6 is involved. He got leverage on them to roll over to him with Mossad. And now it's all come out in the new documents that it's all implicates them. But they think you're so dumb, they'll just cherry pick and cover up and implicates and proves the Democrats are involved in all this. But Trump went out 6 months ago and said to all the federal judges and stuff, release all the files. And they said no. So the Trump admin went to other federal judges that could release it and released it. But you're not going to see on the nightly news. And if you are a conservative and you say, look, Trump's trying to actually release stuff, they'll say you're covering up. But look at this. Breaking. Trump appointed judge orders release of Epstein grand jury documents. And the Democrats have pledged to try to appeal and block it. Just like a few days ago, what, Thursday or Wednesday or whatever, they released, oh, never before seen Epstein Island footage. And it was released in May of last year by James O'Keefe. But it gets better. The Democrats blacked out the names of Democrats that were on the video. And I said, boy, I wish people cared about this. Look, Democrats caught putting out old files, edited, and there's no Trump. But liberals didn't want to cover it because they want to cover it up. And a lot of conservatives like, yeah, we want to act holier now. It's just better to say Trump's bad, so we're not going to cover this. All right, fine, knock yourselves out. Drew Hernandez is set to take over. I don't know if we're going to hit Venezuela tonight, but they don't normally put all those command and control aircraft up there and bring them in close to the border to play tiddlywinks. So we'll continue to watch that. Pray for our military personnel. Pray for the civilians in Venezuela. Trump's going after the globalist piggy bank. I don't like regime change. I don't trust this, but I understand Trump's perspective. So I'm not going to be a wimp and say I'm against it just so I can ride the fence. I support the president, but I have major reservations. And I'm seriously concerned. So pray for this operation. And hopefully Maduro just leaves and this doesn't happen. All right. Separately, remember, who am I backed by? Not Qatar, not the Israelis, not the Chi-Coms, not the globalists, not any of them. By you. You decide how hard this dog hunts and fights. You decide when you share the articles and videos, how people see it. You decide when you pray with the broadcasts. If we're going to get God's ear, and believe me, it matters. And you decide if we have the funds to operate. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Tomorrow night at midnight, the biggest sale ever, and the biggest this Christmas season ends. Buy any amazing game-changing supplement and get any other free. Again, that means you can buy a $25 supplement and get a $40 supplement free. It's not, oh, buy one Ultra Methylene Blue, get another free, or buy a Shilajit, get one get free, or the new Ultra DNA Revival that is so amazing, get one free. You can do that. Any other supplement, regardless of its cost, the new creatine gummies in two different flavors, super nano, size, concentrated. We private labeled the top producer, but made these ourselves to their big factory. Well, let's just say we private ordered it from them. So it is proprietary, best creatine out there, but our new formula. It's all there. By the way, look at the size of this bottle. Look how many gummies you get right here. And each one of these is a full dose of creatine. Weight loss, stamina, energy, you name it. Creatine is just mad. Look at the size of that. Let me just show you this. Oh, somebody's already been in these. Because I didn't open these up on Thursday. I already got some of them. Who got into my... What the hell is that? A jelly donut. And why are you not allowed to have jelly donut? Because you, Private Powell, are discussing fat ass. But unlike Private Powell, these are good for you. Look at this. Oh, my goodness. Even though it's been pilfered, it's even more. Oh, my. Man, one of those. Oh, my God, they're so strong. We have a full dose of creatine. Nano concentrate. There you go. So, sorry. Man, they're strong. Wow. Talk about sour. All right. I'm out of time. We got sour apple and blue raspberry. You want to fight tyranny? Well, so do we. And there ain't no organization, I get all the credit, more effective than us. That means because of you. So if you ain't backing us, you got a death wish, quite frankly. Because I'll never give up. I'll never back down, but I could give out. Back me now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. God bless you. Drew Hernandez coming up. But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the Ultra Methylene Blue. Get the Shilajit. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the Bovine Colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing. And you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster.
Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision.
Down with the globalists. Get Ultra Methylene Red at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated. And it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it, too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.